Good morning, sir. I believe that the Honorable Mr. Kowalis is going to conduct your hearing. Am I correct, sir?
Yes, sir.
So just hold on to the phone. The Honorable Mr. Louis Kowalis will be conducting your hearing at this time, sir.
Sir, can you hear me clearly?
Yeah.
Can you state your full name and ABC number for the record?
Churchill Lee, not your name. ABC number is 328956.
Thank you, sir, and good morning.
Good morning.
You are appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding your community supervision. This hearing is about the two alleged violations listed on your warrant of arrest. You should have been given a form notifying you of this hearing at least 5 days ago. I see that you signed that form on February 26, 2019. Is that correct, sir?
Yes.
Thank you. That form listed your hearing rights. One of those rights is that you could hire at your expense a lawyer to represent you. Seeing an attorney with you, are you representing yourself today, sir?
No.
Meaning, are you representing yourself or?
Yes.
Okay. I would like to introduce you to the members of the hearing conducting the hearing, or pardon me, I'd like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing. They are, if you can see on the video conference screen, I'll begin with the opposite side of the bench. We have the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson, the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse. At the center of the bench, we have our esteemed board chairman, Dr. C.T. Wright. My name is Louis Quinones. I'll be serving as the panel lead for this hearing. Also present in the room is our Community Corrections Hearings Officer, Mr. Turner, and he will be representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. Before we get started, I need to swear you in. So, Mr. Malcolm Denning? Is it Malcolm Denning?
Malcolm Denning.
Okay, Malcolm Denning?
Malcolm Denning.
Pardon me. My name's not so easy either, so just bear with me. Sir, do you and Mr. Turner solemnly swear the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or so you firm?
I do.
Thank you. Sir, this hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will be to determine if you violated the conditions of community supervision, with phase two deciding if your supervision should be continued or revoked. When I read the allegations to you, you need to respond whether they are true or false. If you believe an allegation is false, the board will take testimony from the Department of Corrections, and then we talk about it. The board members will make the final determination whether or not you violated your conditions. Do you understand what I just explained to you, sir?
Yes.
Thank you. I'll begin phase one of this hearing by reading from the warrant of arrest. According to the warrant, you violated the conditions of supervision and have lapsed, or probably about to lapse, in the criminal management company as follows. Allegation number one, violation of condition number one, as demonstrated by your failure to report to your assigned parole officer within one working day after your release on or about January 7, 2019. Your whereabouts were a known duster and absconder from supervision. Mr. Mokidene, is this true or false?
Yes and no, because when I got released, I went over there and I waited about 45 minutes at the parole office, and then I called them.
Well, sir,
me to
right now we're just asking if it's true or false, and it's your choice, so
true.
Okay, true. So we're not pressuring you to say true. We're asking you to say true or false. Okay, allegation number two, violation of condition number five, as demonstrated by your engagement in threatening behavior on or about January 15, 2019 in Gila County, Arizona. Sir, is this true or false?
True.
Okay. Based on Mr. Noki Dene's admission, I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and that he may have or have lapsed in a criminal race or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Agreed.
Seconded by the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse, agreed upon by the Honorable Dr. Wright and the Honorable Mr. Johnson. Sir, we are going to continue with the second phase of your hearing, and it is during this phase that the board will determine whether or not your supervision should be continued or revoked. But before we move on, please stand by, as Mr. Turner is going to give us additional background information about your case. If you'll just remain on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly for questions, and you will be able to speak to the board in detail. Okay, sir?
Okay.
Thank you. Just one second, Mr. Turner.
Yes, sir. Yogi Dene was released from ADC custody on 1-7-2019 and arrested on 2-3-2019 by the Gila County Sheriff's Office on an ADC warrant. No new charges were noted. He was returned back to ADC custody on 2-4-2019 with an adjusted CSED of 6-4-2019 with 27 abscond days. Current conviction, 2015, endangerment, 1 year. He has no prior convictions. This is his first term in ADC with a CUIR score of 2-1. Mental health score of 1, substance abuse score of 2. He had no SCD information noted, no prior terms of supervision, and has no disciplinary. Other arrests, 2010, disorderly conduct, Arizona misdemeanor conviction, probation. 2011, disorderly conduct, Arizona misdemeanor conviction, probation. He has a GV score of G1, V2.
Thank you, Mr. Turner. Back to you, Mr. Mogan-Dene. I'm going to make a very quick review of your case supervision summary because we don't have much information suggesting that you were missing from community supervision pretty quick without a lot of history. But it looks like that you were released from the Department of Corrections to live with your girlfriend, Melinda White, at 564 North 4th Street, Globe, Arizona. Did you ever move into this residence, sir?
Yes.
And is this where you lived the entire time that you were outside of the Department of Corrections after release?
Yes.
Okay. It seems that you were not out for a very long time, so were you able to find work, or did you have a plan for work?
Yes, I was looking. I work construction, which is on the road, so.
But in that short time, you were not able to find work?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I turned myself in. I didn't pick up another charge or anything.
Well, sir, it looks like that you were arrested on your absconder warrant by the Gila County Sheriff's Office. So, did you turn yourself in to them, or how did they make contact with you?
I didn't. I went to the police station and pushed the button and turned myself in. I told them I violated probation, yada yada, and they told me just to stay there and be with me, and then the prison officer showed up about
30
minutes later.
And while I commend you for turning yourself in, what inspired you to come back and account for yourself?
Well, I just want to put this whole thing behind me. It's a new experience for me. And it's my first time being to prison. And I mean, it's going to follow me the rest of my life. No matter where I go, I'm going to have to put it on my application and stuff that I'm telling, etc. I just want to put this whole thing behind me and move on with my life. So the quicker I turn myself in, the quicker I got this over with and go about with my life.
Now, you admitted to the threatening behavior. Was that with your sponsor?
Yes.
And what is your relationship now?
Good in my relationship?
Yes.
So it's good.
Meaning you're...
I need to see yesterday, or 2 days ago.
Okay, so you still have an existing relationship with your sponsor?
Yes.
Okay. And being as that we don't have a lot of information, did you have any problems with alcohol or drugs in the past?
I work construction, so I do drug tests at every facility I go to or every job I start. So I don't use drugs, but I after work I have a beer or two.
And were you able to stay clean when you were on community supervision?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's before the board members, they have any questions for you. Yes, Mr. Johnson.
I just had a couple of questions. Your sponsor, did you have a relationship with your sponsor?
Yes, that's my fiance.
Okay. Alright.
Yes, Mr. Turner.
Yes, sir. I just wanted to make you know it is documented in the warrant that the offender's approved sponsor contacted his parole officer and stated that he had not been staying at that residence. And then that's when she was receiving the threatening text from him that he was going to kill her.
Thank you, Mr. Turner. Mr. Moki Denier, just a quick follow-up, and that is, I asked you if you'd stayed at that residence the whole time. It sounds like that your sponsor had reported to parole that you weren't living there, so were you living someplace else for part of the time?
No.
All right, sir. We're getting very close to the end of your hearing. Do we have any further questions, by the way? Is there a final statement you would like to make to the board before we go into discussion? We only ask that you don't repeat anything that you have already told us, but this is your hearing. So is there anything else that you feel that is important for us to know or understand before the board goes into discussion? Thank you, sir.
No,
thank you, sir. Thank you for being so direct. The board will be going into discussion now. It may sound like that we're speaking with you directly, but it is the board discussing the case amongst itself under the open meeting laws of Arizona. So if you will just stay on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly with our decision. Thank you, sir. The board is now in discussion. Fellow board members, I do appreciate that Mr. Moki Denier was very direct with us. The fact remains he was out of community supervision for a very short time before he absconded. It sounds like that he made the decision to return himself to the Department of Corrections via Globe and the Gila County Sheriff's Office. And I think based on the way events unfolded, especially considering whatever transpired between him and his sponsor, that is to say, fiance, I think with the threatening behavior, he wouldn't be in a position to return to her. And I think with such little time left on his flat sentence and with him wanting to get this whole business over with, I think he might be best served just spending these last weeks in the Department of Corrections and then coming out to pursue his own interests, but that's where I'll begin the discussion. But I'm going to go ahead and make a motion, and that is based on the information provided to this board in warrant number 2019-W0147, our discussion with Mr. Moki Denier, as well as information provided by the Department of Corrections. I move to revoke community supervision as he was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision that had lapsed or was about to lapse in a criminal raid or company, inasmuch that he absconded from community supervision and we could not monitor his behavior in the community, not to mention the problems with threatening activities. And that is my motion.
Second.
Great.
Agree.
Seconded by the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse, agreed upon by the Honorable Dr. Wright, the Honorable Mr. Johnson. Mr. Noki Benet, your supervision has been revoked, but you will be released on or about June 4th, 2019, which is less than 3 months away or just a matter of weeks. So we encourage you to put together a plan for your safe return to the community and to take advantage of any programming that may be available to you inside the Department of Corrections. Some anger management might help. We certainly do want to see you succeed in the community. It's good to hear that you have construction skills. So we do wish you a productive return. This hearing is concluded. No further discussion may take place. And sir, thank you for being so pleasant with the board today.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, sir.